Good morning and shalom. We continue to give ourselves into understanding of the scriptures. And today we want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verses 1 all the way to 9. We want to focus on how the messages would influence the direction of the message through their choice of wisdom. And our call to discern which wisdom is at work using the Spirit of God in us. The previous session, we had seen the ministry of the Spirit working in the church or in the new community so that we'll be able to know what the message of the cross is and help the people to put their hope in the message rather than the messenger. This session, we want to really look at how we can be able to discern which spirit is at work in the Church of Jesus Christ. What spirit is at work? When we talk about discernment, we are asking that we can be able to differentiate between three spirits, at least three spirits: the Spirit of God, the Spirit of man, the Spirit of the enemy of all the dark world, and we can even go to the fourth one, the Spirit of self. I think when we talk about discerning the Spirit, we can also look at the verse in Psalms 121 that says, "Where I will look up to the mountain, where does my help come from?" Can also ask, "I will look up to the mountain, where does my wisdom come from?" My help or my wisdom can come from God who made the heaven and earth. This is discernment. My help or the help of some people can also come from the hills. That is from the wisdom of others, the wisdom of the wise of the world. Hills means the people. It can also come from self. Where does my help come from? My help, my wisdom come from myself. And fourth, people can tilt their focus and look at the dark world and look at the enemy. That is the spirit of the deceiver, the spirit that breaks the church. And so this is what we want to look at and see whether we can be able to discern where does our wisdom come from? Who do we look at? But as this time, we really want to look at what Paul has to say, having looked at what wisdom is. You know, wisdom is the way of doing things. Is the application of what we know. We already know something, but how do we apply it? Do we get the strength from God or from others? And that's why we said we need to discern in this one. And so at this time, let's look at what Paul said concerning the wisdom to the church at Corinth. He said, even himself, remember people had grouped themselves that I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos, I belong to Cephas, I belong to Jesus. So Paul says, verses 1 of chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, and so it was with me. He also talked about, what about me when I came to you, brothers and sisters? When I came to you, he's referring the time he had gone to open the church, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. So he said that he also did not use his own eloquence or his own wisdom. Why? It was a resolve. It was a decision he made. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. This was a very good resolve. It was a very good commitment that I don't want to know many things. I don't want to know any other thing from you. I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus. him and him crucified. He also said, I came to you in weakness and with great fear and trembling. Why did he come to them with fear and weakness? I guess he had some physical illness, probably the eye. That's what some theologians say. But also, why he came with great fear is because he had been chased from Athens. And he came as a place, looking for a place where he could be able to hide or be able to stay cool. Because from top, there was some group that had followed him from Thessalonica to Berea. And it was a time of people chasing after him. But so I came to you in great weakness and in great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching, one, not with wise and persuasive words, but with demonstration of God's Spirit, or the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. You see, there are some people's faith that rest on human wisdom, all on self-wisdom, all on darkward wisdom, but we should allow people's faith to rest on God's power. So we do, however. Then he says, where is the place of speaking wisdom? Like how Paul will look at those issues. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, all of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they heard, they could not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. What I want to conclude here is, Paul says, it's good that we do not use human wisdom. But where is the praise of wisdom as we do the message? Wisdom is application. He says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature. So I think it depends on the group, on the target audience. When you look at the maturity or the immaturity, it will help you to focus on what to say. My speaking will depend on who am I speaking to. If I'm speaking to elders, I can be able to use some parables or some words of wisdom that I cannot be able to use with other groups of people, depending on whom I'm speaking to. But among the mature, Paul said, we speak the message of wisdom. But then he says, he did not use the wisdom of this world. So there's what we call the wisdom of this world. All the wisdom of the rulers of this age. So the rulers of this age have got their own wisdom, the way they do things, or the world. But that wisdom comes to nothing. For we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. So there's what we call the wisdom of God. And so we declare and we conclude here that we have got the wisdom of God, we have got the wisdom of man, and we have got what we call the sensual wisdom, the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of the dark world. Paul talks about the rulers of this age. This is the dark age that we are living in. So it will be good for us that if we speak wisdom, we speak the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of the world, not the wisdom of the rulers of this world who are coming to nothing, but the wisdom of God. Application, how God wants us to do things. So wisdom is about how do we apply things, what we know. Is it what the world does? Is it what God desires? Or is it what we think we can do it? Father, help us to have the wisdom of God so that we can apply the knowledge we have even to the new community. In Jesus' name.